former President Uhuru Kenyatta seems to be warming to make a political comeback after a resolution of Lemuru III yesterday named him as the leader of the Haki coalition that they unveiled yesterday. The coalition, which brings together 31 political parties with roots from Mount Kenya region, will be the political vehicle of Mount Kenya region and will be used to push for the political, social and economic agenda. Now therefore we the people of Mount Kenya region do hereby solemnly resolve that we shall work toward uniting the region in all the three thematic areas, political, economic, and socio-cultural, part of the resolutions read in part. The conveners' meeting held at the historic National Council of Churches of Kenya, NCCK, owned facility in Kiambu used the opportunity to defend the former president and hitting at the Kenya Kwanza administration for sponsoring goons to invade the Kenyatta's farm in Ruiru last year. The third president Mwai Kibaki set a precedent of respecting the former head of state and Ruto must respect Uhuru so that he can be respected when we send him in 2027, NARC Kenya leader Martha Karua said. UDA elected Githunguri MP Githoni Wamachomba while recognizing Uhuru as her political father disclosed how after her Damascus moment, she looked for Uhuru and knelt down begging for the forgiveness. He warned us not to elect the Kenya Kwanza administration. But we went against his wishes. When I realized I misguided our people, I personally looked for Uhuru and begged for his forgiveness, and he responded by directing me to restore the river back to its course, Wamachomba said. She accused the President William Ruto-led administration of introducing punitive taxes aimed at impoverishing the residents of Mount Kenya region, claiming the proposed taxes contained in the Finance Bill 2024 are aimed at taking over the property of the Agakuyu community. Should the bill passed into law, worries carrying coffee and tea will be charged while government will loan those who do not attain the percentage that would require one to be taxed under the income tax, said Wamachomba. She said Ruto and the opposition leader Raila Odinga were now reading in the same script and urged the leaders to forge for a unity of purpose. On his part, former Nairobi Governor Ferdinand Waititu sought for forgiveness from the gathering, saying he was still haunted by his deeds of misguiding them in the run-up to the 2022 general elections. Once beaten, twice shy, I thought because he stood with Uhuru he was honest, but I have learnt a lesson, never again shall we agree to vote for a person outside our region. How do we allow to be given a running mate position with over 9 million votes while we support a person whose region has only 1.3 million votes, posed Waititu. In the meeting that brought together a section of Mount Kenya leaders from across the Azimio and the ruling United Democratic Alliance, UDA, both elected and former elected leaders, it was also resolved to protect Mount Kenya leaders from any political aggression by the Kenya Kwanza administration. No leader from the larger Gikuyu Embu Meru Association, GEMA, will attack each other since we are uniting to resist oppression. If you are outside this grouping and you think you can be used to destroy your house, you should know that you also end at your home when the night falls and you will have destroyed your home, Karua said. Leaders who addressed the over 5,000 attendants who seemed rejuvenated were soft on the Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua with their peace messaging resonating with his. Former Kiambu Speaker Stephen Ndichu claimed Mount Kenya region lacked a political power, saying there is need to reclaim it in 2027 by fielding a presidential candidate, even as he urged the region to sympathize with Gachagua, saying he was powerless in Ruto's administration. After today's meeting we shall go on to hold other declarations which will crystallize in sponsoring a presidential candidate in 2027, he said. The New Democrats, TND, party which was among the parties that met disclosed that he would look for Gachagua, and assigned Kioni to look for Uhuru, for the two leaders to reconcile as brothers and the elders of the Agakuyu community. We don't want a situation of a brother against the other, we are a community, and we must come together for the sake of our region, he said. Kikuyu Council of Elders, KCE, through its chairperson Wachira Kiago, said elders have been reaching out to the like-minded communities to form a strong solid bloc in readiness for 2027 presidential election. We recently reached out to Akamba elders and a process of reintegrating them back to the GEMA Association is underway. Plans are underway to meet the elders from Abigusi and the Maasai community because they also belong to us for the purposes of having other communities back out mission, Kiago said. Kioni used his opportunity to hit hard the government for its punitive taxes against the ordinary Kenyans. They claim that the reason they are increasing bread taxes is to protect Kenyans from diabetes, which is a disastrous claim, but we can't expect a disaster to declare flood disaster a disaster, he said. Other issues that formed the discussion yesterday included the Inter-Bibi land that soaked in the president's name in a move that saw delegates fundraise $1,000 to bail out one person who was reported to have been arrested and charged in court. Other issues instituted the one-man, one-vote revenue-sharing formula that leaders resolved to push for Mount Kenya region to get its rightful share, among others. From the Lemuru Three, the delegates from the specific counties will establish structures for them to come up with issues they feel government was neglecting with a view of presenting them to their leaders for actioning. They will later converge for Lemuru IV to take stock and name their presidential candidate for 2027.